You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. I'm William English, and today's guest is William English. No, I'm not talking to myself. William English is the name of a post-punk hardcore thrash band from Thetford in Norfolk. And they are here in the studio with their latest CD. At least three of them are. We've got Joe Woodbury, Shane Miller, Damien Taylor, and the other two members of the band are Ryan Carter and Daniel Bonfield. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hiya.
All right.
So you've travelled in from Norfolk, which is your hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're all five members of the band from Norfolk?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all live around and work there.
Okay. And is it fair to call it, hardcore post-punk thrash music? What do you call it?
Call it what you like. Yeah. There's so many genres out there now. It's like, we don't try to sort of base anything around any particular genre anyway. I think music's too big now to do that. So whatever you find it, however you take it.
But do you think it's in a kind of, is it in a tradition of certain musics? I mean,
stays within boundaries of like just your typical metal and breakdowns and stuff with like the sludge side of it and doom.
But the riffs, like Black Sabbath used to do.
Right.
It's just powerful, heavier. Just powerful riffs. We don't really, the way we even structure songs is just riffs. It's just banging riff.
Right.
Fit it together.
But what would have influenced you? What were the bands that you sort of listened to that might have got you into this area?
Loads. Things like Iron Monkey on the sort of underground side.
Iron Monkey,
yeah, from like Nottingham.
All right.
They were big in the underground on the sludge side of things and doom and that. But then loads of different stuff like Deftones, The Ocean, Skin Lab, Pantera.
Right,
just wide varieties, and these lads have different to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're all sort of all like the same stuff, but each of us have like different elements that we like.
So, I mean, are these bands you would have kind of grown up with, or I mean, Black Sabbath go way back, don't they?
Yeah. But I mean, they're just classic. Everything they did was pretty good.
I mean, what about there was something actually in a paper the other day about something of the Washington D.C. scene. Which apparently, I don't know, I mean, it's all new to me, but that apparently goes back to the 80s, but I'm not familiar with any of these. Yeah.
No, I'm not too familiar really with that. It's more UK stuff, really.
Right. And the only band that I know of in this area that, I mean, I've only played one record, apart from your own, which I played a couple of weeks ago from from your first CD, which we can mention now, which is called Home.
I
played a track from that, but the only other thing I've played anywhere like this is by a band called Trencher.
Trencher.
No. I can't say I've heard of them.
Never heard of them. I've got the record somewhere, but anyway, because they also use that kind of thing of sampling, you know, like a bit of old, like from a movie.
Yeah.
And I think you do that on at least one of the tracks.
Sound clip. There's a sound clip at the end.
Right. So is that a sort of known thing to do? I mean, do lots of people do that in this area? Or?
Not a whole lot of people, but it definitely is done.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little effect. I mean, something just sort of witty and funny at the end of it, really. There's no real great meaning. It's just
that sound
good.
So, of course, I've got to ask you, how did you come up with the name?
It was like...
it's really silly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to school together.
Right.
And like, we must have been really young. We was mucking about, and we just said, "What a funny boxer's name!"
Like, you know, the real old school like boxers,
which is
like
they'd
box like that.
Yeah.
Like, just like imagine someone like that. Do you know what I mean? Like a big tash, and they'd be called like William English, and that'd be their boxing name. That is really fundamentally what it is. And then because he always had like a really rubbish tash when he was a kid. Do you know what I mean? I just associated it with him, and like really just. It's silly. It doesn't really mean anything. It's
really?
Just, yeah. It's
okay. Because I thought it was named after... I thought there was this politician called William English Walling or something.
Nah. But I mean, the funny thing is, it is quite... Like, William's a really English name.
Yeah.
And it's English. And we're all about sort of like UK and English stuff, really. Do you know what I mean?
Right. It fits.
Okay.
It sounds different as well. It's not like your average metal name.
Nah.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just in someone's name.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to come up with names now anyway, as I said. There's a lot out there, so.
Yeah, I mean, it is unusual. Yeah. I mean, it's quite a striking name. And, of course, I noticed it.
Yeah.
Being Google called William English myself. Yeah. But,
that's crazy. I literally just got told
it
that
It is
as well.
Really strange. Because I thought there was a sort of political element. Maybe you were... Because it's quite angry music, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it can be, yeah.
I mean, is it...
It's more of like... It's an emotion in it. It's a sort of... When you listen to that music... It's like just how it sort of portrays something.
Right.
It's sort of like more about an emotion than it is just like anything else. It's just, it's a big noise, do you know what I mean? You get a feeling from that and what you get from it is what you get from it.
Right.
An impact.
Yeah.
But it does, I suppose, would you call it an underground scene? It doesn't really...
Yeah, definitely.
I think the underground is like... mainstream. There's so much of it. Do you know what I mean? There's not.
Right.
There's like you can be your own local like big artist. Do you know what I mean? Now that music's so wide.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of underground, it's really hard to say. But I mean, yeah, we're down there. We haven't really done anything yet.
Right. Right. But that sort of genre itself.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Quite
that sort of genre itself is to a particular audience. It's not to everyone's liking. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
People can maybe appreciate what it is, but it's not necessarily something they listen to themselves. Do find it is a sort of particular niche.
Yeah. And you are the vocalist.
Yeah.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
And the vocals. There does seem to be quite a lot of the bands that are in this area. The vocals are, I mean, to me, it sounds like you're doing damage to your vocal cords.
Probably am.
It's seriously kind of growling, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a sort of demonic element to it.
It could be.
You could portray it as that. That's not what...
Not willfully, though.
No, that is just literally what comes out.
Okay.
I don't like, image something and then think that's what I want to sound like. It'd just be...
All right. Well, let's have a blast of something. Let's play track. This is the second track off.
It's just a demo. We just called it a demo. That's
it's just a demo. It's just something. Do you know what I mean?
Download
we just sort
free.
Of reform with new people.
Okay.
Da 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 da
Okay. Well, that's track two from a demo CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a video for that as well.
Have you? Oh, right. Is that the video that with the Lord of the Flies footage?
Lord of the Flies, yeah. Yeah, our good friend Joey Dean done that for us.
Yeah, it's a good film, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's a good video. Very strong images to go, and it's cut to the music, isn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah, so you've worked hard on that.
Right, yeah. And it's obviously a great film to start with, but it does work very well with the music. So where can people see that if you want to see this video?
Facebook's
YouTube,
probably the easiest.
Facebook
thing.
Facebook's really easiest. It's on YouTube, Vimeo.
Got
right.
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
check our Facebook out. That would be the best way.
Right.
It's definitely on there. And yeah. You can download them two tracks as well for free.
Right.
Or just listen to them.
Just Facebook, William English, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second one down.
Yeah.
Second one down. Add both.
Yes. I think it is, actually. Yeah. Have you come across anyone else called William English?
Yeah.
Have
some
you?
Some people from America contacted us, and they asked for a T-shirt as well.
Yeah.
But they never went through with it. He was, there was two of them, a father and son, and it's William English Junior, Senior.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. They're the side projects in a few years.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'd sort of get together. We could have a sort of like a reunion.
Yeah. Sounds good.
William English Fest.
William English is of the world. Unite or something.
But
the only other one I've come across was actually a funeral director on Bethnal Green Road.
Right.
And I came out of this place and I sort of looked across the road. This name, William English and Company. Undertakers, and they apparently did the funeral for the Crave, one of the Craves.
You know, yeah.
Because there's a film where you see this kind of glass hearse coming through the footage or through the view, and it's got the name William English on the side.
Take a photo of that, called the album like Undertakers.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, it's down the Bethnal Green Road. You could
write an album about the Undertaker.
Okay, and so what do you kind of, where do you play? I mean, what's the sort of situation?
Where do we write, or do you mean gigs? Or
what, gigs, yeah.
We've played a lot of shows in Ipswich.
Right.
We've got some people up there that seem to like what we do, and they keep inviting us back. Other than that, we've gone all over London a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right, you've played in London?
Yeah, okay, right. Played a few shows.
Whereabouts?
I don't know.
No.
Going back now.
Right, yeah. But it's not the original lineup, is it?
No,
this band has took like quite a few transformations over. But Joe knows the history. I'm new,
yeah.
So
I'm the only one here. This original member.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we started when we were just young.
Yeah.
And eventually people come and people go and
right.
We ended up as this.
So it was you're the original member of
yeah.
the band. Okay, and right, so they've all come and gone, but you've kept
yeah.
the name.
Yeah, I kept the name just because, well, mainly because I already paid for all the CDs.
Right. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. But as I said, I don't think a name really.
No.
You can't read too much into a name. A name's just a way of finding something, really.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But it didn't feel that there was any need to change the name anyway.
I thought there was I looked at the Facebook, I've looked at your site, and I thought there was a hint that you might have changed it at one point. I thought you were thinking of changing it.
Yeah, we did at one point, just because people who knew William English before, what we sounded like then,
yeah,
it's not the same band to them.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But if you look at it as like, it's a progression, it's a family. We grew how we are today.
Yeah.
And that was what we was, and this is what we now is. You've got to evolve.
Right.
And
right.
We just kept the name to keep that ball rolling.
Yeah.
More of a genre change instead of a name change. Really,
yeah.
Yeah. Just different people with different influences and ideas.
But we're a lot closer now. Everyone, I used to live with Shane and Carter, and everyone's known each other for years. Whereas before, it was just other musicians in our area.
Right.
It was never really a tight bunch of friends. But
right.
Now,
yeah.
Now it's good.
Right.
We've got a good amount of people that know what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got the same goals.
Right. Well, we could probably play track two now.
Yeah.
I think from the demo.
Yeah.
What are they called? I mean, do they have names, these tracks? Or
first one's Cure to the Common Cold.
That's this one now.
That's the longer one?
No, it ain't.
No, Cure for the Common Cold is one with the video.
Yeah, one we just played.
And
yeah.
This is At Logger's Head.
At Logger's Head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you've been listening to William English on Wavelength. That's the William English band from Thetford. What was that last track called again?
At Logger's Head.
At Logger's Head. That's available on a free CD, which you can download from...
Facebook.
Yeah, go on Facebook.
SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Facebook would be the
William
easiest
English.
Place.
Okay. So both of them tracks are on there free.
Right.
So it's just download them.
And then you can also get this, the first one, Home.
Yeah, for and a penny.
Limited edition price.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You can buy it for a penny.
Oh,
whole album for a penny.
Right, fair enough.
That's no lie. Go down and buy the album.
That's definitely
a
bargain, isn't it? You've got to buy that.
Okay.
Six tracks.
And then we should mention the guy that made your video, Joey Dean.
Yeah.
JoeyDean.co.uk. And you've got a gig coming up on November the 25th at the Grinning Rat Ipswich.
Yeah, yeah. With some good bands on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one from Holy Raw?
Yeah, Holy Raw Records is on there. Paraso, I think one of them's called. They're good.
Come on, the other band.
Yeah.
So if you're in Ipswich, come down, check it out.
Yeah, cheers for Jack for putting us on that show. I should say that.
Okay.
I might say
a
surname.
Yeah, I can't say his surname.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you very much to William English for coming in today.
Yeah, cheers for that.
Cheers.
Thank,
okay.
you. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
From the 29th of October to the 7th of November, the London International Festival of Exploratory Music, a host of events across London celebrating the music of genres from across the globe, featuring the sound of traditional Vietnamese song Hu Ong Phan, the Tibetan mountain songs of Tsunami Yang Chen, and from Poland, the Warsaw Village Band, plus more to be announced. For further information, visit www.lifem.org.uk. That's lifem.org.uk.
This is Technical Difficulties, Resonance 104.4 FM. That was the illustrious Marlo Donato explaining what it feels like to be diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and to be discovering life through that particular prism. I think a suitable starting point for discussing the peculiarities of being assessed for what used to be incapacity benefit, which is now employment and support allowance. And on the line to try and shed some light into this dark corner of our system is Linda Burnip of Disabled People Against Cuts. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Tim.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, no, I probably shouldn't say that today.
Well,
I have a hidden fluctuating impairment. Some days I'm good, some days I'm bad. Obviously, that causes a lot of problems because I sometimes look as if I'm okay when I'm not. And I think that's one of the problems with the work capability assessment. I think what's been happening is that